First of all, Nebraska, they did a great job, did things necessary to win, and so I think you start with that. They have a good football team, and they deserve to win the way they played down the end. I think when you look at a game like this, you know, a really tough game, a defensive football game, really going down even into the fourth quarter, and you're going to look at some plays, obviously a couple of turnovers. You're going to look at that in the fourth quarter, a third and 10. We break a coverage and they get a touchdown. It was good protection, good throw, good catch. And, those plays are critical. But I would suggest also there were a lot of other opportunities those first three quarters that and mistakes made that if we had done a little bit better job executing there on both sides of the football, then possibly it wouldn't have got like that in the fourth. But anyway, tough loss. We'll regroup, and part of this business is handling adversity, and that's what we'll have to do. Not that I know of. I don't know. I have no idea. We have pretty good medical staff, so I am.
By the same token, how hobbled was he?
Well, he struggled a little bit. I mean, but he felt he could play. And, you have to evaluate interceptions, too. I mean, I think he threw the ball one ball late, and I think another ball that he had was a quick passing game. What happens in a quick passing game, we cut the defense, or you have to make sure you as the offensive lineman are physical enough that it causes the lineman can't reach up like that. And the guy made a great play. I think it was Sue. I'm not sure who made it, but he's a heck of a football player. But that's not his fault. That's the lineman's fault. So you got to go back and analyze what they are. And regardless, those plays, you talk about momentum change. Third and nine, you're playing pretty good defense, and all of a sudden you give up big play. But in any football game, you look at big plays, you look at turnovers, you look at kicking games, you look at all those things I always talk about. And that ultimately in big football games is what happens. And we had a chance to recover from it. We got that holding penalty and in the red zone there. It was critical, and we couldn't make a play to get ourselves in position to win the game.
The penalties seem to kind of be a consistent problem throughout the night.
Well, both sides. There's a zillion penalties. We're the number one least penalized team in the league coming in here. So, like anything, you're going to have to overcome some good calls and bad calls. You're going to have to do that. It's part of the deal. But there wasn't any penalties that dictated the outcome of that game. They had a lot of tough penalties for them, too, both sides of the ball. And that's discipline. And I'm responsible for discipline. Going into this game, I thought we were pretty disciplined. Least penalized team in the league. But obviously, we didn't do a very good job today. Well, I think you always do that. I mean, obviously you deal with anxiety, you deal with frustration, you deal with disappointment, but yet you got to learn from it, and look at the leadership of your team, and my leadership, and things that I'm supposed to do with our football team, and you it's like anything. You win or lose, you evaluate, you learn, and try to make corrections so that you don't do it again. And that's part of football. No, I don't think the players, it blinked in there, and I was with the officials prior to the game, and I didn't, and it came back on right away. Then I went out and looked outside, and someone said, "Oh, lights are out." And by the time we came out and warmed up, the backup unit is in the stadium at least got the lights back on, and really that was insignificant.
Ebner
strained his knee. I don't know the extent of that other than that. He had a strained knee. Well, I think when you're playing such a good football game and you're doing all the right things going into the fourth quarter, we've won around here more because we've become better in the fourth quarter and finishing games, and they did things right to finish. So I think first of all you give them credit, but secondly you can't make errors like that. You can't do it. I don't care who you're playing against, but I have to certainly say that you don't blame three plays on losing a football game. There's a lot of opportunities out there from a lot of different people. And you know, I got to coach better, and you know, we all got to coach better. And there's every player could have made a better play out there. So you know, we take this all in. That's part of what we do. You know, we'll work together and try to get this fixed. But obviously, very disappointing.
Can you talk overall about the play of the defense today? Because like you said, there were a couple of big plays and things that people kind of focus on a little bit. Aside from that, it looked like
yeah, going through three quarters. I mean, against a real good offensive football team, they were playing absolutely outstanding. And you know, and again, you know, we had to play a little bit better red zone defense. You know, when you're thrown down there, and it's, we call it sudden change. All of a sudden, the ball's, you know, on the 30-yard line. Then you come back. All of a sudden, next almost happened a minute later, you're back on the 30-yard line again, or 25, whichever the specifically what the yard lines were. And that's, you know, you got to be able to handle that sudden change and that adversity better. And I think we're capable of handling it better. But that puts a lot on the defense to do that. And you know, but overall, we did a lot of things good defensively, and offensively, I don't think we really ever got on track.
I think of a concern going forward maybe is the inability to get that running game going. Like they kind of made you one dimensional.
Well, passing game wasn't very good either today, so you know, a little bit of both. So we got to analyze all that, but I think that's all part of it. But you know, in our offense though, you're going to throw the football. You know, if you don't want to throw the football, you shouldn't be in a spread. So I mean, that's part of what you got to throw the ball well. And we've, you know, they ran like this against Kansas State a couple years ago. And, you know, we caught and have a drop in the hole and threw good passes. So I'm not going to blame the weather on any of this. You can execute, you know, certainly, you know, if you're a defensive coach, you'd say it's a defensive day. You know, the weather's certainly not in your favor. But, you know, if you want to win a championship, you want to compete for a championship, you got to play in any conditions. And, you know, that's no excuse at all.
How does this loss hamper your goals now?
Well, you know, you just get ready for the next game. You know, that's all you do. There's a lot of games left. I think we play seven more games, don't we? So, you know, it's you know, we're going to focus on the next one. And you know, we had good teams in this league. We got to compete against. So, you got our back against the wall a little bit, and not much you can do about it except get out and try to get better and keep fighting. I just, you know how that is. If we'd have lost by 2 points and they would have stuffed us there, then, you know, why would you kick a field? You know, I know what comes out of that. I mean, everybody thought that was a great call because it worked. We know the business. So I just felt I get a gut feeling, and I go for it. And sometimes it's right and sometimes it's wrong. Well, they did a good job, you know, and obviously didn't slow them down enough. So, you know, they're a really, very good group of players, and Sue's a great player, and they did a good job.